An announcement that was made today, and it's one that's worth bringing some attention to. The Technological University of the Shannon are opening a number of TUS learning gates at locations throughout the Midlands region and beyond, ensuring higher education opportunities are available to those living and working in these regions. I'm delighted to be joined by Declan Doran, Business Development Manager and Work Practice Coordinator at the Faculty of Continuing Professional Online and Distance Learning at TUS Athlone. A very good evening, Declan. A significant development from the faculty.
Good evening, Ronan. Thank you for having me on. Yes, a really exciting development we've been working on for the last number of months, and indeed probably a year or two before that, putting work in the background. So today we launched two learning gates. One was in Banlasloe, in Banlasloe Enterprise Centre, and the one in the afternoon was in Vision 85 Hub in Portlaoise. So that was our two today.
Vision 85, of course, the brainchild of Eamon Callaghan there, and it's not just a remote working hub or a remote hub. He has a barber on site, he has cafes as well. He was with me on the show a couple of months ago, a really, really fabulous venue there. But beyond that, you have a range of other venues that you're going to bring under these new two learning gates.
Yes, Ronan, so we have, I suppose, overall, we have venues in County Longford, County Westmeath, Laois, Offaly, Roscommon and East Galway, so quite a good reach. So today, as you mentioned, we're in Eamon Callaghan's facility in Vision 85, which is really excellent facility. Earlier on this morning, we're in Banlasloe Enterprise Centre. So tomorrow, we're launching Edgeworthstown, which is Co-Works in Edgeworthstown. And in the afternoon, we're in the Spool Factory in Boyle. Then next Tuesday, we're in Port Harlington Enterprise Centre. And in the afternoon, we're in Bloom HQ in Mount Rath. And then on Wednesday, we're launching our TUS Learning Gate in Wedmill and Motmellick. And then in the afternoon, we're launching in the Junction in Tullamore alongside Stream in Birr and Ehive in Edenderry. So I would really reach out to your listeners and say, if you're maybe not if you're not familiar with these remote working facilities, I would encourage them to definitely go and visit because they're really exceptional places.
How do you foresee the relationship developing then? Will these centres be used to deliver face-to-face education or be primarily giving people access to online education?
Yeah, so we are the Faculty of Continuing Professional Online Distance Learning at TUS Athlone campus. So the last number of years, we've moved to an online delivery platform where all our students are now taking all their study online in a part-time basis. And what we've noticed is we have a number of students that's coming now from across the Midlands region and indeed the wider nationwide region with students from the 32 counties all across the island. So for that reason, I suppose to be in line with government policy on reducing carbon footprints and you know allowing people to be able to work and study locally, the concept was developed where students could attend these facilities where they could access all the infrastructure of TUS, everything they need to study on the Athlone campus, that they can access it locally so they can potentially live and work locally, which we feel is really suitable to our busy adult learner with all the other commitments they have as well.
Yeah, I'm sure I think everyone I'm talking to lately, anyone that's working and is trying to navigate through children with training and all sorts of activities, they're definitely tight for time. So I think having facilities they can avail of like this could be a potential game changer for them, because I'm sure you're seeing it in your department. I'm sure that the demand for adult education is probably, you know, increasing exponentially year on year.
Absolutely. I think lifelong learning is growing and growing year on year. And people now see all the different opportunities that's there. Thankfully, over the last number of years, we've been very successful in receiving a number of funding so people can access these upskilling opportunities, in some cases completely free of charge, and in other cases they pay a small part payment of the programme fee. But because of all these opportunities, it's a case now where we can kind of become embedded in our community and notify people that these opportunities exist. And I suppose the feedback we've got from our students is that sometimes in rural Ireland, the broadband is poor and maybe it's a busy household. And we've noticed that students were meeting maybe for group work in hotel lobbies, etc. So I think this concept of these TUS learning gates allow our adult learners to meet and collaborate in these local hubs and potentially, you know, use them for their working if they're maybe called back to the office. Perhaps it's an ideal opportunity to stay local to stay contributing to the local economy and to work in these hubs, because, as I mentioned, they are really fantastic venues. They're warm, they're safe, with excellent broadband. And the beauty is now each of these regions has a strong linkage with Tuse, and all these facilities are available on site in these remote working hubs.
And for students who are currently enrolled and indeed engaged in courses with the faculty, will they be able to avail of these facilities as of this week, essentially, or how will that work?
Yeah, so pretty much from the launch date, so all these hubs are open at the moment. So I've mentioned, I suppose, a number of our locations. I'll also mention a fantastic facility, the e-working centre in Mullingar, which is undergoing refurbishment at the moment. So that should be ready to go from next month as well. So we look forward to having an official launch in that facility. But all these venues are ready to go. And in fact, you know, I'm sure our students will be eager to go in and kind of suss out the situation, get a feel for the venue. And what I would say as well to your listeners is the beauty is, and some may not be aware, that remote workers can claim 3 vouchers annually, entitling them to book a place in their local remote working hub. So I think that's a really, really good initiative as well, to enable people to try out these facilities, see if they're a good fit, and you know, if it's something they'd like to use going forward.
Absolutely, and you make a good point there. Some of these hubs they're absolutely worth checking out, because they vary in terms of their style and their appearance, but overall the ethos behind them is just fantastic, and people have been really striving for a number of years there to create these hubs in their local communities, and I suppose to get the engagement from key stakeholders, the likes of Tuse as well. So from that perspective, did the pandemic in some ways, did it help the likes of your faculty in order to really, you know, drive that whole idea of online learning and indeed make it more accessible for more people, and indeed, and therefore hopefully fill those skill gaps that, you know, many companies around the Midlands are probably facing?
Yeah, I think the pandemic probably expedited the move to remote working. Now, ourselves in the faculty, we had probably pivoted before pre-COVID to, I suppose, we responded to our students' needs in terms of our growing demand for programs was national. So it probably wasn't realistic to bring students from maybe County Loud, County Donegal, County Cork up to Athlone for physical classes. So we responded to our students' requirements to move online. And I suppose for us delivering online programs, we feel it's really, really important that the student still feels part of a community and still has that collegiality with one another and can build those relationships, because generally we find those relationships are what students get through these programs when things get difficult at maybe exam time or whatever it may be. So I suppose for us, collaborating with these remote working hubs to allow our students to see, you know, there's a water cooler in each of these facilities where sometimes the most rich networking and conversations happen. And ultimately, all of these students are adult learners, so they're professionals in their own right. So I think the collaborative, you know, synergy that can happen from those conversations and meetings in these remote working hubs can not only benefit their academic progression, but also in their work life. You know, it might lead to maybe new job opportunities, etc. And I think that's really, really important that we promote that as well.
And of course, the other, I suppose, knock-on of that as well is it means possibly less travelling then, so there's less cars on the road, there's less carbon footprint, there's less demand then on, you know, travel infrastructure, parking spaces, everything and the like as well. So really, you know, huge opportunities being opened up there too. If people want to find out more, Declan, about, you know, where those hubs are and indeed when those launch dates are happening, where can they find that?
They can go straight to our website, Tuse Flexible Learning Midlands, and also what they can do, this press release this week in all the local papers, and they can have a look. So what I would say is tomorrow we're actually in Edgeworthstown Co-Works in the morning, so if you're around the Longford area, the Edgeworthstown area, call in to say hello to us in Co-Works. And also then we're back in the Midlands region in Port Harlington next Tuesday, and Mount Rath and Bloom HQ. And then on Wednesday we're in Webb and Melick, and also the Junction Tullamore. So what I would say is look out for us and go and visit your remote working hub, because it's definitely worth a look if you haven't been in to visit as of yet. And, you know, there's excellent student rates there as well, being a Tuse student. So I would encourage all your listeners to visit the remote working hub and look out for our collaborations. You'll see our beautiful Tuse Learning Gate plaque on the entrance to all these facilities.
Declan Thorne, thank you so much for that this evening.
Thank you, Ronan.
And that's Declan Thorne, their Business Development and Work Practice Coordinator, the Faculty of Continuing Professional Online and Distance Learning at Tus at Lone. And as Declan says, keep an eye out on those launch dates and maybe go along and just check out some of those fabulous co-working and remote working hubs that exist across the Midlands. Although a lot of those names are beginning to roll off our tongues and they're in our heads now because we're hearing so much about them, and such has been the scale of the work and the achievements that they've gathered over the last couple of years. Well done to everybody involved.